We have been discussing verbal participle. We saw under this two important number one, there will be two verbs. Number two, the first verb will be incomplete in the sense that it will not indicate the person marker. For that, we made use of the past tense markers, it, it, er, and in. And we also saw how these markers are used in the verbal participle formation. We took up each one and then discussed. Let us have a few examples once again so that it will be clear. When you take up this, it is added in two ways. Number one, it is accepted as it is. And then this suffix is added. It becomes செய்து முடித்தான். He had done that in full, completed doing it. So, here you have an incomplete verb with the past tense marker. Accepted naturally, that is, without any change. You have another verb which accepts this same past tense marker but undergoes a change, gets an additional letter, that is, the tense marker is doubled. As a result, padu. Remember what padu is? To lie down. Padu எழுந்தான், படுத்து எழுந்தான். Here is a case where the tense marker gets doubled. And I have used another verb where the same tense marker is used, but there is an additional change, that is, a nasal is introduced. It's a full sentence. குழந்தை கீழே விழுந்து அழுதது. I have deliberately used this ra in all the words. குழந்தை கீழே விழுந்து அழுதது. குழந்தை, the child. அழுதது, அழு to cry. It has taken this tense marker it. And adu is the person marker for the third person singular neuter gender. குழந்தை அழுதது. குழந்தை விழுந்து அழுதது. விழு to fall down. விழுந்து அழுதது. கீழே down. குழந்தை கீழே விழுந்து அழுதது. Can you find out the tense of this sentence? We have been discussing that the first part of the verbal participle, that is the incomplete verb, will take the past tense marker. The following verb, or the second verb, will give the details of the subject plus the tense. Here, aru is to cry, adu is third person singular neuter gender, and you have it the past tense marker. So, in this sentence, you have the verbal participle in the past tense. I have been giving examples in the past tense so that you will be familiar with the first part of it and the second part of it. That is the verbal participle. One, to eat. Undu requires another verb. Vandan. I use the third person singular, masculine gender. Undu vandan. அவன் வீட்டில் உண்டு வந்தான். வீட்டில் in the house. He had his food in the house. He ate in the house and then came. So here you find this it, the tense marker is used. I shall introduce a new verb. This is kol. Kol has so many meanings. To accept, to take, etc. This is a very important verb which we ought to have learned earlier, because I didn't want to burden you with so many verbs of so many types. I did not use it then. Now I am using it. Kol. This ends with a medial. Kol. It takes what will happen. How can these two sounds be combined? It's difficult. One is a medial and the other is a plosive, hot sound. So this undergoes a change. This changes itself into the relative letter of it. So it becomes kondu. This is an important verb. It is used more often than any other verb. You take up anybody speaking Tamil, you will find that he makes use of this kondu in various senses all the time. Kondu va. I am using it as a verbal participle. Kondu, one verb. Va, another verb. Together, it means bring. Kondu va. Kondu po. ஊரிலிருந்து என்ன கொண்டு வந்தாய்? வந்தாய் படிச்சிட்டன்ஸ் பாஸ்ட் டென்ஸ். ஒன்ஸ் யூ கம் அக்ராஸ் அ வெர்ப், யூ மஸ்ட் பி ஏபிள் டு இமீடியட்லி ஃபைண்ட் அவுட் தி ஆக்ஷன் இன் இட், த டென்ஸ் இன் இட், அண்ட் தி பர்சன் மார்க்கர் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் தட். கொண்டு வந்தாய் இஸ் இன் தி பாஸ்ட் டென்ஸ். ஆய் டினோட்ஸ் தி செகண்ட் பர்சன் சிங்குலர். கொண்டு அகைன் எ வெர்பல் பார்டிசிபிள். ஸோ என்ன, வாட், ஊரிலிருந்து, ஃப்ரம் யுவர் வில்லேஜ், ஃப்ரம் யுவர் டவுன், ஃப்ரம் ஹோம். வாட் டிட் யூ பிரிங் ஃப்ரம் த வில்லேஜ்? வாட் டிட் you bring from the village? Did bring indicates the tense. So also here this second word indicates the tense. Oorilirundu enna kondu vandai. So this kol is another verb which accepts it in the past tense.